Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We've now arrived at Elihu's fourth and final speech. Although his contribution seems one long message subdivided by topics, this section is prefaced by the words, quote, "Elihu also proceeded and said," Job 36, verse 1. You see something similar at 32, verse 6, 34, verse 1, and 35, verse 1. He senses that his audience is growing weary, but pleads for patience. He insists they should benefit from what he is to say, since it won't be based on human wisdom, but on divine revelation. Quote, "Bear with me a little, and I will show you that there are yet words to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you." Chapter 36, verses 2 to 4. That's quite a claim. First, he underlines two vital truths he has already presented. God is fair, not partial, in his dealings with both the wicked and the righteous, verses 5 to 6. He is also fully aware of human affairs, never losing track of anyone, verse 7. Job and his fellow sufferers should feel neither mistreated nor neglected. But then, Elihu adds a new chord to his psalm of praise. Quote, "If they are bound in fetters, held in the cords of affliction, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly. He also opens their ear to instruction and commands that they turn from iniquity." Verses 8 to 10. The Lord longs for the sinner to become righteous. He is not quick-tempered, in a hurry to judge the wicked. He is the God who, quote, "delights in mercy," Micah 8, verse 17. However, if sinners are unrepentant, they seal their own fate. Hypocrites, unwilling to be honest, forfeit life, verses 13 and 14. Those who learn the hard lessons God teaches in hard times find the hidden benefit when he, quote, "opens their ears," verse 15, to hear him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.